Welcome back to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com.
Living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin here. Hey, tomorrow morning, join us, and again for the replay tomorrow afternoon, Father Peter Scott's going to join us from South Africa again via Skype. We're going to talk about the upcoming synod.
Correct.
Which is on the way in October, and what does that mean for the family? What does it mean for the church?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks are talking about that, and we will too. But right now, we're going to get to our next guest because we're having kind of a, I thought it'd be good to do like sort of a light, airy show this morning on camping, which I love and you hate.
I don't hate completely.
All right. It gets rainy when you camp. Let's get to the phone real quick because he's a busy man. He's a celebrity, as a matter of fact. The celebrity naturalist David Mezejewski has been on the Today Show. He's been on Fox News. David, you get around a little bit to talk about the great outdoors on Fox News, the Today Show. You've done everything, right?
Oh, you know, that's what they call me. I guess I did.
So you get paid basically to go camping.
That's right. That's my job.
Okay, so tell me this then. You guys, in talking about camping, you guys, your group there, you get together and you really push forward this backyard camping thing. Tell me what that's about and why.
Right. Well, we were seeing this sort of alarming trend of people, and kids in particular, not getting to spend any time outside. More and more we're seeing people leading these really indoor, often sedentary lifestyles. And with kids, the statistic is that the average American kid is spending over 6 hours a day indoors in front of some kind of electronic screen, like a TV or video games or, you know, even just texting or playing on their iPod. And they're not spending any time outside.
But I don't think, see, I here's my thing with the traditional Catholic families. At least the ones we know in our own family, the kids, they're outside a lot. They get out, they're mostly homeschooled
right,
for the most part. And so, okay, so maybe they're stuck inside homeschooling and that, but then you have the carte blanche. You can take a break in the middle of the day. You can get outside. I don't think our guys are doing...
Well, personally, right, we don't have electronics in our house, but that doesn't mean that other traditional Catholic families... are the same as us.
You think I'm lumping everybody into one big... Because
I do.
All right.
Because I think that there are traditional Catholic families that do allow their kids to have iPods and phones and TV and things like that. You know, it exists.
Maybe watch over it really well or something like that, I guess. Because we got rid of our TV and most of the people we know have gotten rid of their TV.
Yes.
So
now,
that's
we
true.
Also know that one of the reasons that people aren't getting outside is that, you know, people are maybe intimidated by going out to, you know, a more rural or wilderness kind of camping experience.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they, you know how to do it. And so we thought, you know, why don't we just encourage folks to go camping in their own yards? What closer and safer and more sort of comfortable place to have your nature experience than literally right outside your back door?
And you get the call of nature calls. You got the house right there. You go right
in. That's another benefit.
Yeah, right inside. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So
leave it to you.
Here's the thing with Lisa. Here's the thing with my beautiful big-haired wife. No matter when we've gone camping, and she told me this early on. She said, if we go camping, it's going to rain. And I never believed her.
Until we went camping.
We went camping like 3 times.
And it rained every time.
Every single time, which is why we don't camp at the ordinations, because we're going to mess up everybody's... Although it usually rains anyway. But
well, it does. That, you know what would happen there? The tornadoes would come. Wipe everybody out.
Checking out the weather reports is an important thing to do. And sometimes you can't escape it. And again, it takes a little bit of the pressure off if you are doing your camp out in your backyard or, you know, somewhere close to home. If the weather does turn really, really bad, you can always, you know, kind of escape back to the indoors and reschedule it. But,
yeah,
the whole idea is that you can do this at any time of the year. You can, you know, you can go on a backyard camp out. You can go on a nature hike. There's just tons of ways that folks can get together and, you know, sort of have that good family time without feeling like you need to be cooped up indoors. Do it outside.
Right. And dare I say camping? Camping is one of those things where dads really excel. Camping is manly.
It is.
It is. It goes back to the times when we cooked outside, man. We would,
You'd kill the meat.
You kill what you eat and leave the rest for the vultures or something. It's dadly, isn't it? It's manly. This is, we step up here.
That's right. I mean, this, you couldn't think of a better, you know, sort of dad bonding kind of, you know, activity than the idea of backyard camping. This is an opportunity for dads to, you know, step up to the quote-unquote campfire. Most folks probably don't have a fire pit in their backyard, but you know what? Your grill will work just fine for making hot dogs and roasting marshmallows. And so, you know, yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity for dads to, you know, kind of take the first step in the active role in planning stuff to do with the kids and making the, you know, the family activities. Yeah. It is a really good opportunity for dads.
Yeah.
It certainly is. And David, do you ever get a chance to go out and camp often, frequently?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? The sad reality is that just like everybody else, I am overscheduled and, you know, overworked and stuck inside. Yeah. I'm actually sitting in my office in front of a computer.
Oh, man. Tell you what, you should just turn around and open a window or something right now. Just turn around and open a window.
When we're done here, I'm going to head out into the yard. So.
All right.
You know, I like camping, but I'd rather do camping in a trailer.
Well, okay. Here is my thing with organized campsites, because I like to backpack. If I could backpack in, I want to do one of those extreme things. Like my cousin goes and backpacks in way back where people can't get to.
Yeah, that's not me.
But it's a special permit that he can get, and he works at the Pentagon, so he knows how to get that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like, when you go to a campsite, usually you pay your fee, and then you're set up, and you're right next door to the other guy.
That's true. If you, I mean, there's sort of the extreme of wilderness camping, and then there's the other end of the spectrum where, you know, you're kind of in your own yard, and then, you know, most common campgrounds can be a little bit crowded, and so that's another benefit of being able to camp out in your own yard. You know, you don't necessarily feel like you are crowded in by, you know, the folks sitting in the tent next to you.
Well, listen, David, thanks for being around and joining us this morning on your morning tradition. I have a whole new appreciation for camping now, and so does Lisa.
Sure, I do.
All right. Hey, David, go pitch a tent someplace, all right?
That's the plan. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's David Mezijevsky. I just love saying his name. You know what? We should have asked him if he was full on Polish.
We should have.
All right, David Mezijevsky, backyard camping. If you
want to
go camping out in the forest or at a park someplace, just pitch a tent in the backyard. Or, you know what? If it's raining or if it's wintertime, although wintertime camping is great. I've done that.
Uh-huh.
Yep, you keep doing that, mister.
Yepers.
No, you camp in the living room. You get the DVD with the fake fire on it.
I did that when I was a kid.
Oh, it's fun.
Nah.
The fake fire in the TV, on the computer screen? Well, anyway.
Nah, that's okay.
All right, we're going to do this, and we're going to get back here and finish out morning tradition for, the heck day is this? Tuesday morning?
August
the 4th. Mike and Lisa Austin on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio. We are
living our faith.
Once again, welcome back to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here as we wrap up a Tuesday morning. It is like clopping along on a horse, isn't it?
It is. I feel like I'm riding a horse.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy.
You come around here often?
Get my pistol.
Well, don't pull your gun on me now. Little lady, I just wanted to get you a sarsaparilla. Now we're getting all... This is nuts. Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com. We are your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin,
did it again.
The music left. Can we have some more music just because Lisa loves it? Thank you. There's a guy in the other room pushing buttons.
Here I come on my horse.
Enough. Our thanks to our guest this morning, Bonnie Hall, from down in Atlanta, Georgia, on camping, getting us going. And what a great story. Her dad went to the nth degree back in the early 60s just because mom didn't want to have her sleep out on the ground in the tent.
I love her story.
You know what? I'm putting you on the roof then, honey. And that's what he did.
Well, he made her.
Yes. He made
a whole...
A camping... A
secure tent.
A secure area on the roof.
Yep, away from the little critters.
Thank you, Bonnie Hall. Also, thank you, the celebrity naturalist, to the Today Show, to Fox News, David Mezijevsky. See? I bet David never ran out of music. I gotta get that longer. Oh, man, the celebrity naturalist talking to us about camping in the backyard. It's cheap, it's easy.
It was good to know.
And you got your house right close by.
It was a little reminder. Huh? You know, we have things around the house that you can do.
Right. And if you got to go, you get up and go in the house and go.
I love that convenience.
You got a blow dryer? It's right there. Come on back out with the mosquitoes when you're done with your hair there, honey.
Yep.
That's the kind of camping you love. And so it's been our pleasure to be part of your day today. Let's look ahead. We were so fortunate to get to know Father Peter Scott years ago. Remember when I first converted?
Yes.
There's a story I should tell someday.
Yeah.
We would, speaking of conversion stories.
Not only him, there's also Father.
Go ahead.
What's his, starts with an F.
What are you talking about?
There's another father.
Okay. Well, I talked to a lot of priests when I was converting.
Yes.
Because I am just arrogant enough to think that I, as a convert first from Protestantism to the Novus Ordo Church, to come in and go, because we're going to get into our whole story here. I don't want to do it today.
Yeah, you don't want to do that now.
All right.
We can tell it later.
We're going to do a whole thing with conversion stories, and this will lead me into, if you are comfortable enough with sharing your conversion story, I think these are interesting, how people found their way to tradition. Uh-huh. Whether you've converted from the Novus Ordo.
Fullerton.
Father, okay.
It just popped in my head.
This happens at our house all the time. We'll be having dinner. Lisa just yells something out. Novak! Just out of the blue. She's like, Father Dean! So anyway, Father Fullerton. So Father Fullerton and Father Peter Scott, I thought I was going to just grill these guys and they would not have the answers I needed.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Arrogant. That's me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so your conversion story, we are very interested in it. Email us through the website here, magnificatmedia.com. And if you are comfortable talking about your conversion story, and we will not make light of it because I'm a convert myself.
All right.
I want you to be comfortable because these are great stories.
They are great stories, and people can learn from these stories.
Right. And everyone's got one.
Everybody.
We're also working on...
Well, the ones that
right,
weren't cradle
converted.
Catholics.
Right. But I'm talking about even coming from the Novus Ordo to tradition. How'd you get here? What was that journey?
Yeah.
You know, your mom and dad staying up all night reading different books and going, hey, how about this? Read this one, you know.
Oh, right.
It's cool. And then we also have plans. We want to get talking to some priests about when did you get the calling? At what point did you know you wanted to be a priest? Mm-hmm. Was it a moment, an aha moment, or was it a transition? Was it were you on pilgrimage? Were you on?
They're all different.
You know, well, yeah.
We talked to Father Mackin about that.
So, yes. And so we're hoping to get that on. And we have to line up priests who are comfortable talking, first of all.
Sure.
And so we'll get to that. This is what I wanted to tease for tomorrow. I did tease, just inform you, to please come back and join us tomorrow to get back around to it. Father Peter Scott in South Africa is going to join us via Skype, and we are going to talk about the upcoming synod.
In October.
In October. And what we can expect. We all, I think, have ideas of what we can expect out of that. What might this do to Rome? What might this do to even Novus Ordo Catholics who are wondering now, will this swell the traditional ranks?
Who knows?
So we're going to talk to Father Scott tomorrow about the synod in October. We'll get with it. And as usual,
he does a great job.
He's a wealth of knowledge. And we're also hoping soon to talk to John Venari about the synod as well.
Too.
As it gets closer, we'll probably get a whole bunch more on that. We're still hoping to hook up with Father Cyprian.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's got a busy schedule. It's tough to
That's
get.
That's life.
That is life. And more Latin phrases. We've kind of taken a break from the Latin word of the day because of vacations and things like that. But we're hoping to have a bunch more with Father Wood.
That's right.
Joseph Wood. Father
I
Joseph
like
Wood.
Talking to him.
Yeah. He's a great cat. So
he has a quirky sense of humor.
He does. And we're all
And I like that.
Quirkies. That's why you liked me.
That's right.
Okay. I have more quirky than sense of humor, though. I'm just quirky.
No. You have a sense of humor. Don't shortchange yourself,
We're
Mike.
We're jolly around here. Oh, man. It's been a pleasure being part of your day. Thanks for joining us here. MagnificatMedia.com. Your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin, we'll see you tomorrow morning as we
live our faith.